be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
What are you doing to reduce your tax bill? I believe that tax planning is going to become increasingly important in today's world for retirees. We live in a world where both stocks and bonds are very expensive, and the outlook for that is probably very mediocre to poor returns over the coming decade. So if you make less on your investments in retirement, that means that you need to compensate in some other way, and reducing taxes, you know, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep, is maybe as important an element as there is. It's certainly at least top three or top four things you need to be managing as you approach retirement and retire. Now, there's a recent survey from the Nationwide Retirement Institute, and they surveyed current retirees. And they asked them, where do you expect to draw income in retirement? 91% said Social Security. They'd get Social Security. 70% said they would draw from savings accounts. 68% said they would draw from a 401k. 57% from stocks. 56% from an IRA. 51% from a pension. So over half. A very myriad of combinations between the 401k, the IRA, and the pension. Mutual funds, 48%. 38% of retirees expect to draw from a Roth IRA. And then 35% part-time work. 30% from annuities. Now, here's the thing. All of these sources of income have different tax ramifications on your income tax return. And guess who controls the impact on that tax return? For the most part, you do. Now, there's some limitations. If you draw a pension, it's going to be taxed more than likely 100%. If you're drawing Social Security, you may have some control of how much that Social Security gets taxed. But certainly, your choice of where you go to withdraw your income in retirement from your assets, whether it's savings, 401k, IRA, selling stocks or mutual funds, all of that has an impact on your tax return. So think about it. When you make a withdrawal from a savings account or a stock or an IRA, is there a 1099? What type of a 1099 is generated? Because either you're going to get that 1099 at the end of the year and you're going to have to report it and pay income tax on it. And it goes on page one of your 1040. So a lot of people don't think about this. So these have tremendous ramifications on your income tax bill. Most retirees have more control over their income taxes in retirement than at any other time in their lives. And there's this sweet spot between retirement age and age 70 and a half where you could potentially live in almost no tax land. And the reason 70 and a half, it ends there for a lot, is because then you've got those required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts. Hey, listen, I know a lot of high net worth people that if they wanted could pay actually in a zero, pay no income tax, or at most 10%. But now maybe that's an opportunity. I mean, if you can do some things now that are maybe 10 or 12% income tax, maybe intentionally create some tax, but then later on, you know, it's going to be under the current tax code, at least 22 or maybe 25% once you're 70 and a half. And remember, the tax rates go back up in 2026. We know tax rates are going up either in 2026 or when you turn 70 and a half. So you've got some great opportunities for tax planning. So, you know, there are ways, especially in the early years of retirement, you can probably, many people with good planning can realize capital gains at a 0% capital gains tax rate. What an awesome opportunity. But most people don't think about this stuff. But if you have less taxes, that's more money in your pocket. And as I mentioned in the opening, in this difficult investment environment over the next 10 years, which I think is going to be a challenge. I could be wrong, but that's what I think. Off a lot of research and science and listen to a lot of people smarter than I am, minimizing taxes is going to be critical so you have more after-tax income. So be sure that it's a great time of year. It's January. Be sure to address your tax planning. That's not what you do with your CPA every year this time of year. That's looking in a rearview mirror. Tax planning is looking forward and thinking about how what you do is going to impact your tax return moving forward.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.